What's up, everybody? It's Heat Override, and I'm ready to bring the pain for you this week in Dr. Rudel. Ooh, yeah. Woo! How's everybody doing on a Cinco de Mayo? It's none other than your boy's birthday. Ooh, yeah. So we're going to do a little yeah, and have some fun, do some things, and talk about my recent article. So on Dr. Roto, just hit today in the morning, I did a Dynasty Super Flex rookie draft, only three rounds. So when I saw this article open, immediately I was like, man, I love doing drafts and things like that. So I popped right into it, man. And you can get this article and so many other articles right now going on. We just had the top 10 Dynasty quarterback article drop. I'm on the slate for doing the top 10 wide receiver Dynasty drop. So I'm going to get that together, look for that in the next couple of days. Outside of that, also, we have everybody else's great content going on, of course. We have Lou and Trevor killing it for DFS and some of the betting stuff for MLB. And of course, we got Kick and Mark throwing in some stuff for the NHL as that season winds down. We got the NBA stuff going on. There's a lot going on at Dr. Roto, stuff like this. So when I started, I like always challenging myself. So I did a 12 team and I did myself as the 12th pick. I did a linear and I did a snake. And then I also did the 12 team. I did a linear and I did a snake and I came from the five spot. So what I learned from this, and if you didn't go see the article already, I'm going to try to stay away from talking in depth with some of the people that were on that article. And I'm going to try to talk about, the things that were going on with that time. So of course, 12, being 12, you're getting only the 12th best offensive player in this draft. And at that point, unfortunately, it was Keon Coleman. So, no ifs, ands, or buts, definitely take on Coleman. So when it came back around on the linear side of things, the next best player was Blake Corum. So I took him. And then when it came back around again, Estime was there. So I took him. So in my first, when I did my straight linear, one, two, three, because I know, some people are like, linear, what's that? Okay. Yeah, we got that one, two, three as a And then one, two, three again, as opposed to one, two, three, three, two, one, which is a snake draft, just for everybody out there, knowledge sake. Oh, yeah. So when I came back around, you look at that team going into a dynasty, or Estime definitely can compete for the starting running back position in Denver, which is great. Horum is definitely going to be used in LA for my Rams. Horns up. Yeah. And then you can't deny that Keon Coleman, Mr. Thrift Shop himself.
Wait till he gets to Niagara Falls and sees all the beautiful outlet shops. Dig it? Yeah.
He's gonna love it, man. So that being said, flipping it back, that team going into the future has so many potentials. So hopefully none of you guys are playing or listening to this or reading my articles that are in my Dynasty drafts, because I got players that I'm going to be waiting out for, and y'all good about to get it from the back. That's what I do. I'm like a ninja, man. I'm the DFS ninja. I'm the fantasy football ninja, man. I got you. Yeah. Say, I always got a backup plan. Draft Supreme, Draft Wizard. Yeah. So that being said, getting back to it, I did the next draft. I came in 12th spot and I popped it to where I could actually, do a snake. And for some reason, the way it worked out in that super draft too, I ended up getting Keon Coleman and Brock Bowers. Okay. So we're gonna see that. I thought in a couple ways, Brock had slipped down, and that's okay. That does happen. But for me, I thought that that was a really good flow to the team. And then when the team came back around, there was just really nobody left. So of course, it was Stemme again. So you kind of see in the third round if it's Stemme's there. My same is that. Oh, I think I'm saying his name. If I'm messing your name up, dude, sorry, bro. Anyway, so like I move along into it. So then I said, all right, I'm done with this linear and the 12th team and just waiting till the end of the draft and not getting another pick, right? So bam, five, right? Started it right off the go. Bang, bang, bang. I could either pick Drake May or I could pick JJ McCarthy in the five hole. And of course, I went with one of the guys that's in my article, JJ McCarthy. I explained a lot of reasons why, but what is there not to like about this? It's no, it's it, it was definitely going to happen. The Vikings were definitely in the market to trade up. They wanted this guy. And with the offensive weapons they have around him, including Aaron Jones is going to be so huge. If he can stay healthy for the Vikings this year, he will literally put that team on his back. He's gonna have, he could have the best year of his life, of his career. He could literally do it because there's gonna be so many people worried about Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson and eventually TJ Hawkinson. That's too many weapons. Plus, we all know Aaron Jones can do almost anything out of the backfield. He can catch swing passes. He can catch go routes from the running back position. Man, this dude always was running fly routes, man. Woo! And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to selecting players in good situations. I don't want to go. I don't want a quarterback that's going to New England right now. Not, no way. Nope. Count me out. I don't care. Yeah, I guess maybe if you had some trade bait, but for me, I ain't playing that game. Let's get it. Let's get it going on. Ooh, yeah. So, after that, I came back around and I was like, all right, well, let me see who I'm going to get for my next pick because my next pick was coming up. And so, it was right there. And guess who it was? Keon Coleman. Again, I must be thrift shopping. I must be thrift shopping. But guess what? Your boy Heat Override's actually good at thrift shopping. I'm also good at apps too, man. I always be looking for that $5 off. Oh, yeah. Well, what is it, man? It's $5 more you can put on that. So this team actually rounded out with Esteme being my third pick overall from the five position. So this was, of course, a linear one. That was not bad at all. And then, when I did, so that one right there, no, that was the snake draft. So then the linear one was Keon Coleman, like I said, Blake Corum, and Esteme. So all of these drafts, you see the same name coming up, Keon Coleman. So if you're picking late, or if you have a mid-round pick, like a fifth or a fifth to say a seventh round pick in the first round, you're most likely going to be looking at, Drake May and JJ McCarthy. So you're going to probably go with McCarthy. When you come back around, Coleman is a huge consideration. Also, when I was selecting Coleman during that selection right there, Blake Corum was right there as well too. So I had my choice to go either Corum, who of course is in a loaded backfield, as I talked about in my article, because Corum is one of the other guys that I did talk about in my article. So you want to get over to Dr. Roto and check that out. Also, I keep it keeps coming up. So to pull off a JJ McCarthy and a Keon Coleman in a dynasty is amazing. And that's it. So I did do one draft. I'm not going to put any time on it because I don't want this to go too long. I did a 12-team full dynasty rookie draft. And I did this from the 12th spot. I ended up with Amon-Ra, St. Brown, Josh Allen, Pittman, Stroud, Kelce, Henry, Kamara, Cooper Kupp, and JJ McCarthy. I'll take that team any day. So if you're entering a full draft and you have the back pick, it doesn't matter who what you pick. If you could put together a team like that, come in with Amon-Ra St. Brown, and then you could follow that up with one of the best fantasy quarterbacks right now, Josh Allen. Everybody's like, oh, he's going old, and everybody's gonna be going young. Everybody's gonna be going maybe Burrow. They're gonna be going maybe Herbert. They're gonna be going Hurts, people like that. But guess what? You're not. You went like that. And yes, Pittman, I like that. That's that mid-round guy. He's going to get his play. And then, like I said, to get CJ Stroud, and this is a super flex. These were all super flex. So to get that in a CJ Stroud, come back with Kelce. Of course, he's only going to play maybe one more year. It doesn't matter. You get that hammer right there. And with this team, I did follow it up with Njoku, Sutton, Hubbard, Dobbs, Steele, and that was it. So that team right there is exactly what you're looking at when you're drafting from the 12 hole in also a full dynasty and rookies included draft right now. Because some people are going to go for Marvin Harrison Jr. in that first round, which is going to allow someone like St. Brown to fall to you. That's awesome stuff. All right. If you don't know where to find me at, you can find me on Facebook at Bring the Pain com, you know, at number 8, you can find, you know what the logo looks like. You see it right there for those people watching on the video screen. And then you can find all of my work, articles, and podcasts at drroto.com. As well, you can follow me on YouTube at Heat Override number 5. Oh, yeah. And you can follow me on Twix, Twitter, or the X, whatever you call it. We throw it together. That's what VGM people do. Thanks for the hashtag on that, Martyrus. Oh, yeah. And that's that. You can follow me on there at Heat Override, but just the regular O, no the double zeros, no James Bonding on that one right there. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So everybody have a great day. Have a great Cinco de Mayo, another year on this planet. Let's get to it, and let's get ready for a great summer. Oh, yeah, because we're going to smash these drafts when we bring the pain to the competition. Yeah.